This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Your Insurance Connection. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning. This is Your Insurance Connection. I'm your host, Donald Marquez. On Your Insurance Connection, we talk about saving money on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, yes, and we talk about life insurance. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My name is Donald Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection, broadcasting from KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30. Welcome to the show. My name is Donald Marquez. I'm a licensed insurance broker right here in my beautiful hometown, Las Vegas, Nevada. I love it here. It gets a little hot in the summertime for me, just a little warm. But this time of the year, you know, we want to make sure that your air pressure is correct on your vehicles. You need to double check your air pressure, because when it's a little cooler, that requires a different air pressure in your tires and your car. So you want to check your air pressure, make sure your air pressure's where it should be. And it also helps with your gas mileage. So that's a good reason to get your tire pressure checked. And you can always go to some of these local tire shops. They'll do it for free. I like that word, free. Not a whole lot of things free these days. But, what doesn't come free is, service and maintenance and all that on your vehicle. You got to keep it maintained. Make sure that your brakes are in good working order. If you need to stop quickly because you're not really, because you're not paying attention, you're on the phone, texting, driving. So those are distractions. Can't have distractions when you're operating a vehicle. It may cause injuries to others because if you have a car accident, you know what happens to your car insurance? It goes up. Let's talk about cars before we get into the car insurance part of it. I've had a few calls, people, getting the tax returns, and they're, they're looking to buy a new car or pre-owned vehicle. Now, if you're going to purchase a car from a private owner, and they don't want to allow you to get a small check, run. Run, because I've talked to people, they purchased cars and just took the person's word for it, did not get the car smogged, and found out the car did not pass smog. That's a ripoff. So buyer beware. Anytime you buy a pre-owned vehicle with a lot of mileage, over 100,000 miles or less, you should always, 60,000 miles and over, you should get the car smog. You should always get it smog, especially coming from a private owner. You never know. You really never know. And I've had quite a few calls. People want to insure vehicles that, I said, did you get a smog when you purchased from the private owner? No. Okay, go get it smogged and we'll see about the insurance. And then they come back and say, the car did not pass smog. I don't know what to do now. The engine is not working. That happens all the time, though. So, buyer, beware. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. I'm a licensed insurance agent for auto insurance, homeowners, and life insurance. I also offer boat, motorcycle insurance. This is the time of the year people are getting out on their boats, motorcycles. And if you're looking to buy a boat or a motorcycle, you need boat and motorcycle insurance. And especially if you leave your boat on the lake, at Lake Mead or surrounding lakes, you need to carry higher liability limits. They require you to carry $100,000 per person, $300,000 each occurrence, and $100,000 property damage when you own a boat and you want to put it on the water for storage. Not when you store it in, one of those storage containers, but or storage facilities. They want you to carry 100, 300 if the boat is on the water. It's always good to carry the higher limits of liability just in case. You never know when an incident happens. You don't want to be saying, I just had the state limits and this is going to cost me a lot more than that. You don't want to be in that position. You really don't. And the people are in that position every day. They get in a car accident and they wonder, if they have enough coverage. And sometimes you don't have enough car insurance coverage. Now, that could go either way. They could sue you personally for the balance. That has happened. And over many years of 20, 25 years in this business, I've seen it happen. Don't let it happen to you. carry the higher limits of liability for a full insurance review. No obligation, insurance review. My office is located on the corner Rancho and Sahara in the U.S. Bank Center, located on the 8th floor. My contact phone number is 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. My business hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm here for you. I'm a licensed insurance agent. I would love to talk to you about your insurance. Let's see if we can save you money on the auto insurance and the homeowners. And if you have recreational vehicles, as I talked about earlier, even classic cars. If you have a classic car, and the classic cars today are worth a lot of money. If you have, you know, the 50s, the 60 rides, and even the early 70 cars are worth a lot of money today. You know, back in the day, I remember, you know, growing up as a teenager, you guys were buying these 64 Chevys for like $200 or $300 all day, every day. I mean, $500 was your average cost for your, you know, your pre-owned car. Not today. These classic cars, you know, they cost a lot of money to maintain. But, you know, a lot of guys and ladies, they work on their own vehicles. That does save you a little money. But when it comes to insuring your classic car, you don't want it on your regular car insurance. You want to put it on a separate policy. Or if you're going to leave it on your current insurance auto policy, you want the value of the vehicle to make sure the value of the vehicle is on that policy. It's called an agreed value. And an agreed value is, okay, my 1957 Chevrolet Bel Air is worth, and I'm going to do a lowball number, let's say $30,000. That's a really low ball. They're probably worth a lot more than that today, depending on the condition, of course. Well, let's say $30,000. But you have liability only on it on your personal auto policy because you say, oh, well, you know, I don't drive it that much. But if something happens to that classic vehicle, if it's stolen or, you know, some people want to file a claim, but they quickly find out they only had liability or you didn't have an agreed amount or stated value. This is information you could use. Now, your stated value, your agreed value tells the insurance company, I'm insuring my vehicle for an agreed value because this is what the car is worth. And, of course, if they don't agree with the value, what you can do is go online and show them what the classic cars are selling for, you know, the same year, the same model, make, model of your classic car. This is news you can use. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. You know, it's that time of the year. People, have water in their pools. Make sure you keep water in your pools. I talked to a guy last week. He wanted homeowner's insurance. He had no water in his pool. Really? You know, I said, do you have a pool? Yes, I have a swimming pool. Well, do you have is it water in it? He said, why are you asking me now? Because I need to know. He said, no, I haven't put water. I'm going to fill it. When are you going to fill it? Well, I was thinking about it. How long has it been unfilled? Well, for the last 5 years. Well, don't switch insurance companies because when we write a homeowner's insurance policy, we send out the inspector. The inspector comes out, takes pictures, front, back, side. You know, they're going to see that empty pool. They're going to deny coverages. So if you do have a hole in your backyard and water should be in that swimming pool, you either fill it or replace it with water, put water in it, do something to it. Just don't think you can get homeowner's insurance. And you're shopping for homeowner's insurance, you don't have no water in your pool. And it is a hazard. It's a hazard. If someone falls in there, And that pool, and you're talking about up to 12 feet deep, could be up to 12 feet deep. You know, that's some serious injuries. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. I'm a licensed insurance broker. I've served many people over many years with my experience. Started back in 1996. That's when I got my insurance license. It was the day before Thanksgiving. I'll never forget. It was on a Wednesday. And, you know, it was going to be a four-day weekend. Could not take the test again. If I didn't pass, I had to wait another week. They get back then, they let you wait another week before you retest. But the day before Thanksgiving, and the gentleman walked me out, out of classroom after I got my scores. He wouldn't tell me what my scores were. He just said, follow me because other people are testing. We walked out and he said, congratulations. You passed the test. Happy Thanksgiving. I was so excited. That was so much pressure off of me. But since 1996, I've been practicing as an insurance professional right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, if you want to check me out, my name is Donald Marquez. You can call the Division of Insurance and ask if there are any complaints against me. And that's not one, zero. Because I'm an old school insurance agent. You know, I wear suits from time to time. Most of the time I wear suits. And then when you come to my office, most of the time. But sometimes, you know, when it gets a little warm, I like to wear the short sleeves too. But I listen. I listen to your concerns. And you have many concerns. And, you know, a lot of people too, they come to me and they try to do the right thing when it comes to buying life insurance. Oh, my goodness. You know, and I see a lot of policies out there. You should have never been offered a policy. You know, you should never have been offered this policy. And unfortunately, people come in this business, in the insurance business, and they think it's a lot easier than when they see insurance agents out there being successful because you put in the work. My colleagues that are out there, like myself, put in the work. And with the way we survive is we go at it every single day. This is not a part-time business. It's a full-time business. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people buy life insurance policies from people just been in the business for a short period of time. They're not knowledgeable, or they just get in the business and it only lasts a few months and they're out of the business. I'm a licensed insurance broker. I take my time with you. I answer all your questions. And if I don't know the answer, I will find out. 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. Located right across the street from the Palace Station Hotel and Casino. I'm on the 8th floor in the U.S. Bank Center. 702-236-2624. And I know some of you work on Saturdays. And I can come in on a Saturday. Because a lot of us work 9 to 5. And, I can't make it. Do your business hours. Can you? And sometimes I will work late. But it just depends. It really depends. If we can squeeze you in on a Saturday, I like to go home too. Because, you know, I live in Henderson. And the traffic from Sahara to Henderson at certain times of hour, certain times of day. Oh, my goodness. It's, you know, and I was in. Traffic is congested here a little bit. But there's nothing near the traffic like in California. Oh, my goodness. When I was in California, that's real traffic. And it goes from city to city with the congested traffic. Here, you know, we go a few, maybe half a mile, maybe a mile with congested traffic. And then the road clears up a little bit. But, you know, it's a little stop and go. But it's nothing near, you know, California traffic. So, you know, I love my town. I love, you know, everything about it. We're starting to get sports now. Well, we're going to get a basketball team, a baseball team. It's all in the works. I'm really excited. But with the growth come problems with the growth. The problems are with the growth that, you know, a lot of us driving today don't pay attention. We're driving and texting, putting on makeup. And that's the guys and the ladies putting the makeup on. It's a different day today. Or you're texting, you're driving, or you're on the phone. Your phone is a hazard when you're operating a vehicle. And here's another one. When you're operating a vehicle, do not let your dog sit in the lap with you. If you have to make a quick maneuver because someone cuts in front of you and your dog is in your lap, that could be a hazard. You shouldn't be allowed. Put the dog in the back seat. Because if the airbag deploys, you're gonna know what your dog tastes like. Ew. You know? And your cute little dog may not taste that good, if you know what I mean. And you may injure your pet. So think about that. Put your dog in the back. He's safe in the back or she's safe in the back. If there's a car accident, at least your airbag won't deploy, and then you know what your pooch tastes like. You don't want to know that. My name is Don Marquez. This is your Insurance Connection broadcast right here at KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30 every Sunday morning. Let's talk a little bit about life insurance, my favorite subject. My final wishes. What are your final wishes? I have life insurance. Not only I talk the talk, I walk the walk. I have life insurance. And it's important for me to have life insurance I'm unmarried, but I'm a widow, a widower, or whatever you want to say. But I have life insurance. And when my wife passed away back in 2018, it was important that she had life insurance. And we've had our policies for a very long time. But, you know, just to rekindle all that experience, because it's been 6 years since I lost my wife, unfortunately, to cancer. I wish they would find a cure for that disease. It's horrible. But, you know, the peace of mind that I have, that, you know, I was able to take care of my wife's final wishes. I was able to stay in my home. I was able to keep my cars. I was able to continue my life. Although she was gone, but financially I was secure. I was secure before and secure after. You know, life insurance is security for your family. We're all going to pass away one day. We don't know when. The beauty of not knowing when is we have time to be proactive, get a life insurance policy. One of the leading causes of bankruptcy in this country is because you lose a loved one and there's no money to bury your loved one or to pay for additional final expenses. What are our additional final expenses? Car payments, car insurance, additional final expenses, a mortgage or rent, everyday living expenses, food, gas, transportation, everyday living expenses. On top of that, all of that, you still have to pay for a funeral. That's in range today of anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. And I cannot say this enough. My veterans, you can get a plot at the Boulder City Cemetery. And if your wife wants to join you one day, or your spouse wants to join you one day, you can stack each other on top of each other. They take care of everything for the minimal cost. You can contact the Boulder City Cemetery. They'll give you the details. You can, to my understanding, you can put your name on the list for Boulder City Cemetery. When that day comes, and it comes for all of us, it makes it easier for your family members to take it step by step what to do with your remains. Now, it's always good to have a conversation with your family. You know, days when we get together, like we just passed Easter, right? Just last Sunday was Easter. That was an excellent time to get together with family members and talk about final expenses or, you know, what to do. Where's the life insurance policy? Who's the beneficiary? Or if you need to have one, and most people do, let's contact Donald Marquez and get an insurance review to make sure everything is where it should be. If you have a term life insurance policy, it is not to age 95. Your term, the maximum years on your term policy is 30 years. 30 years is the maximum time on a life insurance policy if it's term. Now, it will extend beyond the 30-year or the 20-year or the 10-year, depending on how your contract was written up. It will extend beyond the policy period. Now, within that policy period, you can convert term over to universal life without being insurable. In other words, what I mean by that is you don't have to have a test. You've had the policy for over 5 years. Now you want to roll it over to universal life so the policy will be permanent. It's not a bad thing. I know a lot of people don't know this about term. That's what I'm telling you about term. If you have a term policy, a lot of those term policies are convertible from term to universal life. It will extend the life of the policy well over age 100. You can always contact your life insurance company or your insurance agent or me, and I'll explain the details step by step how it's done. Now, keep in mind, in your conversion on the term policy, there is a term conversion period. You just cannot wait till the end of the policy, and sometimes you can, just depending on the policy, and convert the policy over. Sometimes you have a small window of opportunity to convert the policy from term to universal life. And you would want to do that. That way you extend the life of the policy and there's no testing, regardless of your health. The rates are based on your current age and the face amount of the policy. Now, if the face amount of the policy, for an example, is $300,000 on your term life insurance, now you can convert it over within the conversion period without taking any type of health examinations, The rates are based on your age only. Your age only. Now, your policy is $300,000 term, but you can't afford the rate. $300,000. Oh, my. Because I'm in my 60s, you know, my mid-60s. I cannot afford. I've had this term policy for the last 15 years, but I can't afford the rate at $300,000 on the universal life. Term is your lowest cost policy. Term is your lowest cost. However, when you flip it over, convert it over from term to universal life, you can reduce the face amount. So you can afford the policy. You can reduce the face amount to afford the policy. For you go from $300,000, maybe half of that, $150,000. Maybe you may not need as much coverage, but you want to make sure you have enough coverage in there to pay for the funeral, and there's money left over to pay those additional filing expenses. This is what I want you to do, listeners. You know, you take out a pen, you know, pen, piece of paper, write down your debt. Write down your credit card debt, write down your auto loans, write down your mortgage, write down the cost, what it costs for you to live. And if you don't have enough coverage, when you, you know, when you write everything down and you look at it on paper, okay, my car payment is this much money per month, and I owe $30,000 on my car. Not hard to do today, right? My mortgage, I owe $250,000 on my mortgage, and I have a $30,000 car payment. Right now, that puts you over $280,000. These are final expenses. These are final expenses. Credit card debt, I have $10,000 in credit card debt. Now, it just adds up. It just goes on and on and on. So when people say, oh, I don't need any life insurance. Yes, you do. Because when you start adding up all your final expenses, if you don't have that much money in the bank to offset your expenses, you need life insurance. My contact phone number, 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. Let's sit down and have a real conversation. I do have policies. There's no physical required. There's no physical required. And if you have a loved one between the age of 40 and 80, if they have HIV or AIDS, I can get them a life insurance policy. 702-236-2624. The process is very simple. The process is very simple. One page application. In most cases, I flip the pages and ask you a few questions. They're yes or no answers. Do you smoke? Yes or no. And where are my smokers? I rarely have smokers calling me. No one's smoking out there in Las Vegas? Come on now. I used to work in a casino. A lot of you smoke. But with a final expense life insurance policy, you can select a due date between the 1st and the 28th of each month. Now, with the final expense life insurance policy, there's no health examination. Just a few questions, just the yes or no answers. There are about 11 questions. Just 11 questions. Or, you know, what most insurance companies want to know, too, if, in fact, you have current life insurance, or are you going to replace that policy to get the new policy? Well, I'll go over that with you as well. Sometimes it's better to keep what you have just in case. You know, it's a 2-year wait because some policies does require a 2-year wait. Some of them don't. Some of them you can be insured day one. But if that policy is costing you money, more money than it's worth, then we can have a real conversation. All of your policies, your home, your auto, your life insurance. And let's get you straight. You know, the insurance companies have insurance agents for a reason. We represent you as a customer, and we also represent the insurance company. Because we're the eyes and ears of the insurance company. You know, they have insurance agents, and I did a survey when I was back in 2000-ish, 2002, 2003. I was working for Allstate Insurance Company at the time as an agent, and they did a survey to see if it's better to have the 800 number, people call in and purchase their insurance by way of 800 number, or have an insurance agent. Most people on that survey, we want an insurance agent. We're just like your doctor, your lawyer, you know, your dentist. Now, there was another survey done, right? Back in the same run, the same period, 2002, 2003, with Allstate Insurance Company. They did a survey to see, okay, that was what they was trying to do is get rid of the agents. So they did a survey to say, okay, if everyone go online and purchase their homeowner's auto life insurance, do people prefer going online and putting all their private information online, or would they prefer an insurance agent? they preferred the insurance agent. And there's a reason for that. You know, face-to-face, get to know you, get to know your first name, a little bit about your family history, about your history. And if you're from Vegas, when people come in and they're from Las Vegas, you know, we talk about Vegas for almost 20 minutes before we get right down to business. I give you at least anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours of my time. And I do not charge a fee. I do not charge a fee to come in and see me. We sit down and we go over everything line by line. You know, and if I have to call your insurance company, I will call your life insurance company or your auto insurance company to get the information that I need. If I don't quite understand what you have, because sometimes these insurance policies, especially the life policies, can disguise themselves as being something what they're not. And this is when it comes to that accidental-only life insurance. I can usually pick those out really easy. When it comes to accidental life, that is not a good policy for you to have. Accidental-only is not a good policy for you to have. But most people pass away from natural causes. And you listening to this program right now, when that day comes for you, you will pass away of natural causes and not of an accident. They target seniors with the accidental-only. It comes from your banks, your mortgage companies. Oh, here's another one too. Mortgage insurance. You know, when you buy a home or you refinance your home, you get all these offers for mortgage insurance. It is a policy that's connected to with your mortgage company to pay off your mortgage when that time comes for you, and it comes for all of us to pay a mortgage off. That means your mortgage company is your beneficiary. I prefer putting the money in the beneficiary's hands, not the mortgage company's hands. Now, if that's what you need and need to do, that's okay. Because some people may want to leave their home to the church. There's no surviving relatives. I don't have anybody. And I've seen that too. When people don't have and they donate their homes to the church or their cars to the church after they leave or to any nonprofit organization. Or you can donate to UNLV. Who knows, you know. Maybe we take cars and homes. I'm pretty sure we do. But the whole fact is, when you have people that's left behind, right, they don't want to, you don't want to put them in debt. One of the leading causes of bankruptcy is because people don't take the time out, or, you know, they kick the can down the road far too long and not take care of their business, not make sure someone is on the house, as right a survivor, and lieu of death. That way, that property is passed on to the next generation. I can sit down with you, go over everything with you line by line. Your life insurance, your homeowners, your auto, your boat, your motorcycle insurance. And we have Christine Bernard. She's one of our team members at Your Insurance Connection. She is a paralegal. And if you need a will, trust, if you received a speeding ticket, she can get it reduced down to a parking ticket. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection, 702. 236-2624, 702-236-2624. My business hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And some Saturdays I will work by appointment. I work by appointment, 702-236-2624. Everyone have a great day today and get outside, enjoy the outside weather. You know, it's going to be beautiful. It's springtime. And what better place to be in Las Vegas, Nevada? My name is Donald Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. We'll do this again next week. Until then, just keep it crispy.